T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Radio.com Sports NFL Insider Ross Tucker. Insider Calls brought to you by the new gas-powered Sprinter from Mercedes-Benz Vans. Catch Ross every weekday on Home and Home, his new show. Out now on radio.com/home or search home on the radio.com app. The show's not that new anymore, Ross. Not that new anymore. How long you guys been on now? About 6 months, right?
Yeah, like I guess 4 or 5, whenever football season started,
yeah.
Is when we really started off. So it's fun, man. It's a blast. We spend way too much time on topics you probably shouldn't spend time on, like whether or not it's okay that I wear Crocs year-round, or whether or not I should have the top buttons for my button-down shirt today. So We hit the hard-hitting, important topics that people need to talk about.
So your partner has a problem with you wearing Crocs?
He was making fun of me, the fact that I do it year-round. I have wool-lined Crocs for the winter, and then I have camo Crocs for the summer. I like to make sure everybody knows that I'm so secure in my manhood and who I am that I really don't care what I look like whatsoever.
Yeah, all right. Are you so secure in your manhood that you would wear the hat that Baker Mayfield wore at the at the UFC event? I'm assuming you saw it. If you didn't, you should check it out. Did you see that hat?
Well, I saw them showcase the top NFL players there, but he wasn't there. Was he the guy on the side of the Myles Garrett?
Yes, he was. He was in the side of the Myles. He was a sidebar in Myles Garrett with the awful hat. Would you wear that hat, Ross?
Hey, so first of all, no, I don't think I would wear that hat unless I was outside in the sun and I didn't want to get burnt, number one. Number two, knowing Baker Mayfield over the last 2 years, you got to know that the first game the Browns win next year and he throws a couple touchdown passes, his post-game press conference is going to be about all the people at the UFC fight that doubted him.
That's right.
And didn't show him on the video camera. And that, you know, there was payback for not being one of the famous people at the McGregor fight.
Ross Tucker is with us. Ross, gotta get your thoughts as a former offensive lineman about the hiring of the new offensive line coach here in Cleveland, Bill Callahan.
Gigantic. He is, without any question, a top 5 offensive line coach in the NFL.
Wow.
I would argue that after head coach and both coordinators, offensive line coach is the next most important position. I'm not even sure many people would even dispute that. And in some cases where the head coach calls the plays, I would tell you he's even more important than that. There's a reason why some of those guys get paid $1 million a year now. We've seen through the playoffs yet again that offensive line, in my mind, probably the third most important position in the sport. I still think it's quarterback, D-line, O-line. Callahan's track record of success pretty much everywhere, the Jets, the Cowboys, the Redskins, is extremely impressive. There should be much rejoicing in Cleveland about this hire.
You know what I like, beyond all of what you said, and I agree with you, Ross, what I like about this hire also is to me what it says about Kevin Stefanski. I think a lot of coaches, a lot of young coaches that are maybe not secure in themselves, we're talking about you and the Crocs being secure in your masculinity, a lot of coaches are insecure. I think we've seen it with a lot of coaches here in Cleveland, and I think a lot of coaches that are young and have very little experience would not want to hire an offensive coach on their side of the ball that was coaching before they were born. So the fact that he has enough confidence in himself to hire a coach that's been a head coach 3 times, including college, that's been a coordinator 3 times, including college, says he's secure in his where he is as a coach. I like what that signals. You buying that?
Totally agree, especially when I think Bill Callahan still has head coach aspirations at some point. He probably knows it's not going to happen now. It's kind of a young man's game, if you will. But I think what it says about Stefanski and what I've noticed about him is that he is not afraid to admit what he doesn't know. You know what I mean? Like, he knows what he doesn't know, and I think he recognizes how valuable it'll be to have a guy that's kind of been there and done that on the head coaching circuit that he can lean on a little bit. I love it. I think it's – I mean, even without that part, it's a terrific hire. I mean, honestly, it's a huge hire. It really is, because I'm sure there were other teams that wanted him.
Ross, what do you think the Browns should do here with this offensive line? Just to kind of stay with this topic for a minute, because, you know, they trade Kevin Zeitler last season, and that hurt their offensive line, no question. They don't really have a great left tackle. Robinson was playing there, and he was kind of up and down. Do you look at the draft here? Do you look at free agency? What do you do if you're the Browns to try and get this O-line back on track to protect Baker Mayfield?
I think they look at both, and it's funny because I literally mentioned the Browns today on Home and Home, my show on the radio.com app, because I was talking about the Niners. And the point I made is that if you're watching the Super Bowl, right, I think most people recognize that Patrick Mahomes is kind of like a winning lottery ticket. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Like,
yep.
It'd be awesome if every team had a Patrick Mahomes, but he doesn't come along all that often, and you know, the odds that your team happens to be the team that drafts a guy like that, probably not real good. I think there's a bunch of teams that can look at San Francisco and say, you know what? If our quarterback just plays average to above average, and we can run the ball, and our D-line can dominate, we got a chance. And if you look at the Browns, certainly Baker Mayfield can be average to above average. And with Myles Garrett and Ogunjobi and some of the guys they have, I think that they're probably one D lineman away from being dominant up front on the D line. And if they can get their offensive line a little bit better, whether that's Callahan or personnel, and run it even better with Chubb than they already did, which was pretty good, I we'll see if Stefanski, I'm not saying Stefanski's Kyle Shanahan. I'm just saying if I'm a Browns fan, I can look at the Niners, who, by the way, had four straight years of 10-plus loss seasons, which is insane. To go from four straight years of 10-plus loss seasons to the Super Bowl, if I'm a Browns fan, I can look at the 49ers and think, you know what? That could be us. I don't think Baker Mayfield is going to be Patrick Mahomes, but he can sure as heck be Jimmy Garoppolo. And I don't think their D-line and their O-line are that far away, and they have the running back in Chubb. So I don't think they're really that far away from being a 49ers type of team.
I think when you look at it, it's just the margin for error, right? Like, if you have Patrick Mahomes, you have more margin for error in those other areas. Their defense much improved the second half of the year, but it's not as good as the Niners, and they really don't have a running game. Whereas the Niners, with Garoppolo, a solid, not great quarterback, everything else has got to be cooking on. You know, if any of the other areas slip, you're in trouble. That you know, you can have your running game slip. Like, you could lose Kareem Hunt and still go to the Super Bowl the next year because you have Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, I think that's well said, Bull. I think if you have a guy like Patrick Mahomes, you probably always have a chance.
Right.
If you don't have a guy like Patrick Mahomes, but you still have a good one, if the other parts of the team are operating at a really high level, you got a shot.
Yeah.
And I also say this. I mean, this is the seventh straight year, and I know this is probably not what Browns fans are necessarily worried about, but this is the seventh straight year where you got to get a bye to go to the Super Bowl. Seven straight. And think about it, right? Like, the Chiefs wouldn't even have gotten a bye if the Dolphins didn't beat the Patriots
Amazing.
In Week 17. And the Niners wouldn't have gotten a bye if the Seahawks scored at the end of that Week 17 game.
True.
I mean, you talk about margin for error, Bull. It's unbelievable. It's so slim. And I'm not sure either one of these teams is in the Super Bowl if they don't get those byes that they got by the slimmest of margins.
Ross Tucker is with us. Ross, just one more Browns question here from me. You know, the Browns are trying to find a GM right now. I actually am at the Senior Bowl. I'm doing the show from Mobile, Alabama currently. And the Browns are, you know, not – they don't have a GM here, right, to scout. How big of a deal is that? And do you know anything about George Payton, who appears to be the kind of the front runner here for Kevin Stefanski to be the GM?
So I don't think it's that big a deal yet, but I think the sooner they get one, the better. That's for sure. Because you definitely would like to have somebody heading that up and in charge of everything for the Senior Bowl. I don't know who that would be for them right now, who's kind of in charge of who's doing what in terms of the work. I don't think it's a gigantic deal, Dustin, but I think the sooner the better, number one. And then in terms of George Payton, I've only ever heard glowing reports. And it's unbelievable because I remember, you know, back in 2001 when I was coming out, my agent told me to send my tape to him. And he's been around that long. I guess I thought he was like an older guy. He's not. Yeah. He's still like a younger looking guy. He's actually a really good looking, awesome looking dude, actually. And he's always been in high demand. He's a unique guy because almost those assistant GMs always want to be GMs. They're dying. He's not been that guy. He's kind of been like DaCosta in Baltimore, that he's always kind of been waiting. He's always kind of been, nah, no thanks. I mean, he's turned down so many interviews. It's really interesting. I think the fact that he is even interviewed with the Vikings is very, I'm sorry, with the Browns is very telling. And really a coup in and of itself for the Browns. And I guess they're going to have a second conversation. Kind of hard to imagine him not getting the job after that second conversation at this point.
Ross, great stuff as always, man. We look forward to it. Hopefully they'll lock this up and there'll be a line, as Jimmy's been talking about. Thanks. Thanks, Ross.
All right, see you, dude.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.